Krista.
Hi, I'm Mia.
And I'm Addison from Long Beach, California. And we want to welcome you to
Girl Doll Talk. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Girl Doll Talk. This is a show where fans of American Girl dolls around the world come together to talk. Thanks for joining us. There are so many fans of American Girls everywhere, and there are so many cool places on the internet that we can visit to learn and play and talk about our doll. In this episode, we want to introduce you to a great website called AmericanGirlFan.com. This site is packed with cool things for girls who love their American Girl dolls. We had an opportunity to talk with Liz, the girl who created AmericanGirlFan.com. We want to share that interview with you now. Our guest today is Liz. She is not only a major fan of American Girl dolls, she created one of the coolest websites for fans, AmericanGirlFan.com. If you're not already familiar with Liz's site, you have to check it out. Liz joins us today from her home in Walton, Kentucky. Liz, thank you for joining us on Girl Doll Talk podcast.
Hi, Krista and Mia. Thank you for having me.
We're so glad to have you on today. For those who don't know the person behind AmericanGirlFan.com, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a 15-year-old homeschooled Christian girl. I have 6 American Girl dolls. I also have one sister named Hope that has American Girl dolls, too.
We know from your website that you have a lot of American Girl dolls in your family. We always love to ask girls what their favorite dolls are and why.
My favorite doll right now is Elizabeth because she is so pretty and I love to take pictures of her. I also have been reading some Swifty American Girl mysteries, and it is really fun to get to know Elizabeth's character.
Yeah, Elizabeth is a fun doll.
Yeah.
What is the most fun things you've done with your dolls?
I've done a lot of things with my dolls, but the most fun thing I've done with them is taking my dolls on vacation. I love taking my doll Kit with me on vacation to the American Girl Fair Chicago last year and seeing the exclusive showing of the Kit movie with her.
That sounds like fun. We totally love your website, Liz. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, the idea came to me from my dad. He knew that I loved American Girl dolls and suggested that it'd be fun to make a website all about the historical American Girl characters. He also thought it would be good for me to learn history and also have fun at the same time. I was about 12 or 13 then, and I really liked the idea of having a website all about American Girl. I started writing and collecting information about the historical American Girl characters and about their books and a binder I decorated. Writing in my binder died away, but I still had it in my mind that I wanted a website. About a year later, I made a Blogspot blog all about my American Girl dolls, and I called the blog The Journey of My 4 Dolls.
Cool.
My dad also bought a domain for me, which was AmericanGirlFan.com. I didn't update regularly on my Blogspot blog at all. Sometimes I went a whole month without posting. A few months later, when I was 14, my dad found a blogging or website-making platform called Typepad.com. I looked at it with him, and I thought it was so neat. On July 1st, I did my very first post on my new website on Typepad, which is the website I have today, American Girl Fan.
That's really cool, Liz. What are some of the cool things girls can do on your website?
Girls can comment on my post and talk about American Girl with other girls through comments, too. They can vote on my weekly American Girl trivia poll or my monthly doll outfit poll. And they can also send in pictures to me of their dolls or a hairstyle they have done on their dolls. I try to put new things on my website all the time, so check back often.
Great idea! We'll have to send a picture. We had a listener send us an email question after our last episode. We'd love your opinion on our response. It's from Alex, who said, "Hi, girls. I very much enjoyed listening to your podcast. I myself have an American Girl doll, Kirsten. I have a question about her. One time I took out her braids and tried brushing her hair. When I tried to rebraid her hair, it wasn't the same and it wasn't as silky and pretty as it once was. Is there any way to get her braids back the way they were? That's my question. Love your number one fan, Alex." Have you ever run into this, Liz? Do you have any recommendations on how to tame Kirsten's hair?
I have run into this with my doll, Molly. Some things I recommend to Alex are to first always use an American Doll hairbrush on your dolls and never your own, because it will damage your doll's hair. Also, gently mist your doll's hair before braiding. It will make it easier for you to braid. If your doll's hair is still hard to care for, even after misting, I would try washing your doll's hair with a mild shampoo and conditioner. Do this with a parent's permission and supervision, though.
Thanks, Liz. That's great advice. If you could ask a question of anyone at the American Girl Company, what would you ask?
My question to American Girl would be, how long is the designing process to make just one American Girl outfit?
We'll try to get an answer for you. Thank you so much for your time today, Liz. What is the best way for listeners to get in touch with you if they have a question?
They can contact me by posting a comment on any of my posts on my website, or they can email me at email@AmericanGirlFan.com. I made it possible for girls to contact me by mail, too. You can find both my email address and mailing address on my page, Contact Me. A link to it is at the top of my website.
Liz, thank you again for joining us for this episode of Girl All Talk. We love having you on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. I had so much fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Liz is such a nice girl, and what a cool website. Girls, make sure to check it out, AmericanGirlFan.com. In our last show, we asked you to write us what your favorite doll is and why. We got a bunch of emails. Let's read a couple, Mia.
Good idea. Here's the first one, from Sarah. She's 12 years old and lives in New Mexico. Here's what she says. My favorite doll is Samantha, but not anymore, for two reasons. One, they stopped selling her. And two, Krissa. My favorite doll is now Krissa. I do not own any American Girl dolls except my Bitty Baby. Instead, I have a doll from Germany I am saving up for Krissa, though.
Thanks, Sarah. Krissa's my favorite doll, too. It took me a long time to save up to get her, but it's so worth it now. By the way, we asked Sarah what the doll from Germany was like. She said it looks similar to an American Girl doll, only taller, skinnier, and ceramic.
Here's another one. It says, Hi, I'm Liza. I live in Manhattan. My favorite doll is Samantha. I think she's pretty, and she was my first. And my grandma gave her to me.
Yay for grandmas! That's why I got mine, Kirsten, as well. Thanks for writing to us, Liza. Let's go from New York to Hollywood. Hi, girls. This is Andrea, and I live in Hollywood. I was wondering if there's going to be any new dolls anytime soon. Could there be a doll named Andrea? My favorite doll is Kaylee because she likes to surf, and so do I. Thank you for reading my letter.
A surfer? That's so amazing. We can't do much surfing in Chicago.
That's for sure. I don't know if there's a new Andrea on the way, but it sure would be a great name for a doll. Andrea, thank you so much for surfing to our podcast. Thank you for contacting us.
Hey, Krista. Instead of reading the next one, how about we call the person?
That's a great idea. Let's go to the phone and call Madison.
Hello?
This is Krista and Mia from Girls All Talk.
Hi.
Thanks for writing to us. Where is home for you?
I live in Long Beach in California, so that's kind of near LA.
That sounds like a great place to live. So what is your favorite doll and why?
My favorite doll is Emily because I like her hair and I like the books about her.
Emily is very cool. What are some fun things you've done with her?
Since I live near LA, I took her to the American Girl store and we got the hair done. Then at home, I've read the books with her and made forts.
That must be fun to go to the LA store. Thank you for writing to us and letting us call you.
Welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was fun. Thanks to our special guests. We also got an email from Julia who wrote, Hi, my name is Julia. I am 12 years old and I currently live in Texas. I was just wondering if you ever had any issues with being picked on for playing American Girl dolls.
Let's ask our listeners for help on this one. Have you ever been picked on for playing with your dolls? What advice do you have for Julia if it ever happens again?
We would love to hear from you. Send us an email at girldolltalk@gmail.com.
Tell us your first name and where you live. If you have an idea for Julia, send it our way. Also, we would love to know who your favorite doll is. We might just be able to include you on a future show.
Also, we'd love to include one of our listeners in the opening of our show. Send us an email. We'll select one person each episode to help introduce our show. Just send an email to girldolltalk@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Girl Doll Talk is a production of C&M Entertainment. Our producer for this show is Andy Kaufman. Our tiny sous chef was Kit Chen. Our attendance monitor was Julie Verley. Our dinner bell ringer was Gwen S. Supper. Our in-house opera singer was Solomia. Our Russian chauffeur was Pikup and Dropoff. Thanks for listening. Join us next time when Girl Doll Talk hits the air. Goodbye.
Here's another one. It says, Hi, I'm Liza. I live in Manhattan. Okay. Here's another one. It says, Hi, I'm Liza. I live in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Man?
Here's another one. It says, Hi,
I live in Manhattan.
Okay, delete that.
Okay, yeah.
Whoa.
Great idea. We'll have to send a picture. We had a...
Whoa.
Great idea. We'll knock the mic over.
Okay.